So I ask, how does the rich man differ from the poor? Doesn't he have one body to dress, one stomach to feed? So where then does he hold the advantage? In his concerns, in exhausting himself, in disobeying God, in corrupting the flesh, in ruining his soul? Yes, these are the ways in which he maintains an advantage over the poor. Considering if he had many stomachs to feed, perhaps he might have something to say, like his needs were more, and the necessity of expense was greater. But even now they can, says one, argue that they feed many stomachs, those of their employees, those of their maids. But this is done, not from need or for the sake of humanity, but purely from arrogance. Thus, one can't put up with their excuse.